Hi, this is Kevin. I'm in Uganda, in Kampala, and it's Wednesday, August 8th, 2012, at Bethesda Clinic. And we're here, and there's a missionary, a Christian missionary from China, who's come to share the love of God and the gospel of Jesus with Ugandan people, and also practical serving at the clinic. And I just want to ask her a few things. So, could you tell us your name, and or your first name, or whatever you want to think is appropriate?
Okay, my Chinese name is Bai Jie. English name is Abigail.
So, how long have you been here as a missionary in Uganda?
I came here 2008 November, so almost 4 years, 3.5.
Okay. So how did you get, like, is it you and your husband and your family? Are they here?
Yeah, they're all here.
So your husband's name and your children?
My husband called David.
David,
and,
okay.
And my baby called Ruth.
How old is your baby?
2.5.
2.5 years, wow. Yeah, I met David several times. He's very helpful, and he drives around people in his truck, and he's a very aggressive driver and safe driver at the same time. So what do you think about, what brought you here? Like, why did you want to come as a missionary to Uganda?
Why? I think because of God. Nothing so special, because actually 2007 Mission Luke went to China, and he shared in our church about Uganda and also some need in Uganda. So that time I didn't think I will come. I just feel, my English is not good.
Okay.
So maybe that's me.
Yeah.
But if God wants, I really, just like that. And 2008, some shepherd in church asked me, do you want to go to Africa? We planned to have a marriage. And we discussed, and we say okay, and we came.
So how did you get to Uganda? I mean, you just can't announce that you want to be a missionary. I mean, there has to be some. Did you come as a worker or something, or did your husband work?
In the beginning, our purpose is working by Bethesda Clinic, and also David wanted to help with construction work, so that was his plan, to help with construction work, and I will work in Bethesda Clinic, especially manage this, dealing with money, and with the accountant.
Okay, that's really beautiful. So what is your, like, for example, what's your basic spiritual life here? I mean, how do you live as a Christian in your mission field?
Being Christian in Uganda, I think somehow different with China. China is everything is like a secret, and everything is just underground. But here, everything is just very free. But because we use this UBF, so we also can join Bible study, also we can fishing, and we can do one-to-one Bible study with others. So
because freely, it's in the open. There's no problem. I heard Innocent, one of the shepherds, went on a bus, and there was a guy stood up and preached for half an hour on the bus. And everyone was listening and agreeing, and he was doing very well. So it's like, that's very open. What about, like, during the week, do you have, like, daily devotionals or some, you attend Sunday worship service, obviously. How do you maintain your spiritual life?
Here is like, Tuesday we have Bible study, leaders Bible study in Macquarie UBF, and Thursday we have fellowship. And sometimes when school opens, like last semester, whole semester, we did Saturday fellowship in my house, just away. Many of our sheep gather together, and also share the Bible study with them about the Sunday message, and we attend the Sunday service, and also we have some regular Bible students, and so went to a Bible study during the week.
What time is your Sunday worship service?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. I mean, you start the day out worshiping God, right? What about hardships and difficulties? I mean, what are some of the hardships that you're facing living in Uganda? that you didn't face in China, some different things?
I think first, when we just came here, actually the language and culture was somehow so different and so difficult in the beginning. And that time, actually, I always ask God, please send me to back to China. God helped me to remain here. And now somehow language and culture, I think it's no problem to me. But in Uganda, it's one thing. Spiritual life is one thing. It's like so free. So sometimes easy to be lazy. Spiritual life is easy to be lazy. But I think just a challenge right now is I have to have more personal spiritual life with God, and to help me be strong spiritually.
Yeah, it has to come from within, like your own inner decision to have a spiritual discipline. Is that what you're saying?
Kind of thing? Like,
you have to initiate things yourself, like as far as your spiritual life.
I have to struggle by myself a lot. Okay. Because in China, it's like we have a small group, and the people are really together very hard, because we're all underground, and we struggle together very hard to live like common life, and many of these kind of things to help you together. But right now he is like very free. Somehow free. Like if you want, you can do it. If you don't want, you leave it. But I think I need a personal life, personal time with God more.
So what did you enjoy better? Did you enjoy the underground situation where there was like the tight group, you know, or do you like this total freedom kind of situation?
Both of them are good in different time.
And then your daughter was born here in Uganda?
Yeah, born in Bethesda Clinic.
In Bethesda Clinic?
Wow. Baby.
Okay. And so she speaks Chinese. And English? Does she speak two languages?
Yeah. But the English is better than Chinese.
Oh, okay.
Because environment.
Is she learning Korean because of the Korean missionaries?
Not really. Maybe just a few words.
No, okay.
A few words she can understand.
So if you have any words of encouragement for people who would want to be missionaries in America, who need that little extra word of encouragement to decide to go?
I think my shepherd, who are missionary in China, he encouraged me with this Acts chapter 1 verse 8, just preach the gospel to the end of the earth. And he told me that this is world mission command. This is command. And in our life, if we really want to live this kind of fruitful and meaningful Christian life, actually we must obey this command. And this is a blessing, even though in the beginning maybe there is suffering or something, but this is blessing. One day we'll see this is blessing. So I think this is really encouraging me to obey this world mission command. And also another thing, before I came to Uganda, actually he gave me one word, the word became flesh. So it means if we meditate how Jesus came to the world to save us, and we can humble ourselves, and we can practice humility, actually we can use to all environments, no problem. So I think these two words encourage me a lot.
What are you studying now? I see some graphs, Chinese words there on the paper. What is that you're studying?
Oh, no, just helping some friend. Someone is a Ugandan lecturer, and he got some machine, but he could not read. Yeah. So he also our patient. So he came in yesterday. He asked me to help him. So I was helping him to translate.
Oh, you're serving in many, many ways. That's good. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and these are great words of encouragement, and hopefully these words will encourage Americans to become permanent missionaries out in the ends of the earth. So thank you very much.
Welcome.